philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Okay, so I'm in the studio because I wanted to record this before the clay dries on my hands. It's dry. I've just driven half an hour home from Byron, or 27 minutes to be exact. And I've just come back from my second ever pottery class. And I've never done pottery before. Like, I mean, I did some like hand molding when I was at high school. I was really into art and I did hand molding then. But like literally that was what, like 1992? So nearly 30 years. Oh my God, really? Nearly 30 years. Fucking hell. And I made like an owl, right? So I've never done throwing. I've never done anything like that. And so this is a completely new experience to me. And it's interesting just to witness what's happening while I'm learning this new skill. And I love throwing myself into learning new things because every time I discover something new about myself, I build confidence within myself that even if I don't know how to do something, I will soon enough know how to do it. I just find that throwing myself into new things consistently and expanding my, my range of what I can do and what I've tried, it just means a really full life for me. It's exciting, it's an adventure, and I get to experiment, which is one of my favorite things to do. It wasn't always that way, but it definitely is now. And I wanted to tell you about today because I think there's some key lessons in there, but I'm going to open up my window first because I'm actually fucking hot. Okay. So last week we threw some bowls on the wheel and it was a new skill and, you know, it took a little while to get used to it. I made a couple of really weird, more like ashtrays than, like actual bowl shapes. And it was, you know, it was challenging, but it was also fun and all good. So this week I go back and we are trimming the bowls. So putting them back on the wheel, wedging them in, and then getting a tool to shape it so it's all even, right? So a bowl is the same thickness at the bottom as it is on the rim. And so you go with these little tools and you're kind of like carving while it's spinning. New skills, new tools, have no idea what I'm doing. And the first one I popped on and I kind of just got the hang of it straight away. It was like, oh yeah, cool, I'm doing this. There were a couple of things that I didn't quite understand, but then the teacher kind of came up and showed me, you know, okay, once you get out to there, you flatten it and then you bring it across. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool. You know, so I did the first one. I thought, hey, yeah, I've got the hang of this. Pull the second one out, which is actually a better bowl shape. And it just kept on fucking up. I kept on whacking in and carving chunks off and like just couldn't get it right. The bowl was lifting up. It was just a total clusterfuck. I had no idea what I was doing because I'd managed to do it before. What was I doing differently here? And anyway, I just stuck with it. You know, we kept on scraping it and evening it out and improving my technique and trying and, you know, this approach and maybe I'll try it this way and how does it feel when I do this and, you know, and it was frustrating, to be honest. Like there were times where it was really frustrating because like, oh, fuck, what am I doing wrong here? Why can't I get this? But eventually I managed to save the bowl. All was not lost, right? The bowl didn't have to get thrown away. I managed to just stick with it and eventually got there in the end. Now, I want to tell you this story for a couple of reasons. One, because I think too many people get stuck at that first hiccup and then they go, this isn't for me. And that used to be me too. I feel like we have really unrealistically high expectations of ourselves when we're starting something new, like it should be easy. But anything that we're learning new is going to have an element of like really being thrown in the deep end because we can't theorize making a bowl. We have to actually put the fucking, you know, like put the clay on the thing. We have to hone our technique. We have to learn the craft. And that means that sometimes it's going to look really messy and sometimes it is going to fuck up And, you know, and I think we often don't go gently enough with ourselves when we're starting something new. And this is something I've obviously been working on for many years now, because I was a, this isn't working, throw it in the bin. That's not my thing, right? Like I felt like I needed to be like a savant or something, like just innately great from the get-go. But that's not how learning works. That's not how we learn. It's not how we develop. It's not how we grow. We have to suck before we get better at something. And we have to be willing to give ourselves permission to suck, to get it wrong. And, you know, while I was doing that first bowl, it was all good, right? Like I was just kind of going along and it happened and it came together and it was all good. I actually learnt more from my second attempt with the bowl that I couldn't get to work. I learnt so much more through the process of fucking it up again and again and again, and then eventually getting it right. If I had just popped it on and it worked, there's so many things, that so many opportunities for learning that I've missed. The suckage is just as in service as melancholy is. Like I was talking about last week, melancholy can be in service of your creativity. Sucking is also being really fucking atrocious at something in the beginning or at any point in the process is actually a gift, so that you can try new things and keep at it. So by the end of the 2-hour lesson, I had saved this second bowl and I felt really great, actually. I felt really great because I had stuck around long enough to see it come back. I've spoken a lot about my creative process in the past, and there is this point that I reach, and I find most people reach it, where it feels like things are starting to fall apart and we don't really know where we're going. And it's this, it's also a point where people jump off the wheel, right? Like once it gets to that point of like, oh, it doesn't look like it's coming back together, they stop. Where when we keep trusting and we keep going, even when we don't know what the outcome's going to be, but we're just, you know, like sticking at it, giving it a go, going gently on ourselves, eventually it does come back together. And I've created enough things in my life to know that's the case. So what that means is that I don't have all these stories about what that means about me. When it gets to that phase, I'm like, ah, I'm in this phase. It's not, I suck at this, I can never fucking do anything, I'm mediocre. You know, these are stories that I used to tell myself. I'm never good at anything. You know, why even bother? Like, I can bypass all that shit because I'm like, ah, yeah, okay, now I'm in that part where things start to fall apart. I've just got to keep trusting the process, keep going until it all comes back together, because I know it either will or it won't, right? It'll be fucked beyond repair, and then I just try again, or I'll be able to bring it back. And that process and that time to bring it back is actually probably the best part. It's not the funnest part, but it's the best part, because we learn and expand. That's where the growth happens. That's where the honing of the craft happens. That's how we become really good at something, is by really sucking at something and figuring out how to do it better next time. So I wanted to share this because I just think it's really important for us to, you know, like I speak about our creative process all the time. I think it's really important for us to have awareness, and it's not just about pottery. You know, it's, I see this happen with podcasters all the time. They hit the hurdles and then they spiral out. And instead of trusting that it's all going to come together in the end and just taking the next step, bringing it back into line, you know, and trusting each step is in service of the end product. Also, not having unrealistic expectations around what that first product is going to look like or sound like in a podcast sense, right? Like, give yourself permission to get it wrong give yourself permission to really fucking suck, because it's only then that you will get better. And then you just get better and better and better and better and better. Anyway, that's it from me this week. Until next week, peace out. Carlos and Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.